Doing Business in Britain, a podcast from International House London in collaboration with POD, Professional and Organisational Development. Doing Business in Britain with Barry Tomalin. If you haven't lived or worked in Britain, you might think of it as quite a formal, stiff place. But the world has changed, and so have the British. They are now mostly as informal as the Americans, and at all levels of society, the use of first names is common, immediately on first meeting, and if there's a professional or social link, even over the phone. The other misconception about the British is that they're all the same. Apart from the very different nationalities of English, the majority, Scots, Welsh and Northern Irish, there are the immigrant populations from Commonwealth countries such as India, Pakistan, the West Indies and Hong Kong and Africa, although many of these are now second and third generation British. There are also increasing numbers from other countries in the European Union, especially Poland in recent years. Let's start by looking at British values. What holds these nationalities together? Well, first of all, the English language. Of course, although that comes in many different varieties and different accents, which can sometimes be hard to get used to. In some ways, you can describe Britain as a community held together by common values, such as respect for privacy, tolerance, pragmatism, and common sense and a sense of fair play. We don't always act on them, but we usually believe in them. It's important in Britain to respect people's right to privacy and not to impose on them. That's why there's five expressions, excuse me, pardon, please, thank you, and especially sorry, are such common words in English use. It's important to show consideration for other people, and that's why you'll often hear people almost asking permission to ask a question, as in, could I ask why? Although Northerners and Scots have a reputation for being more direct. Now let's consider British attitudes to time and how this translates into business. Well, first of all, the British are quite time-focused, although not as much as the Americans. They appreciate punctuality, and it's important to warn people if you think you'll be late and to apologise if you are. This doesn't apply to social occasions like dinner parties, where you're expected to arrive fashionably late, about 20 or 30 minutes after the time stated when you were invited. Be on time for meetings, but when you arrive for a meeting, expect a few minutes of small talk, general conversation about the weather, sport, travel, or general business. This is really to allow people to get the feel of each other and to work out how best to do business together. When a meeting does start, it's common to say a few words about who you are, something about your organisation and your responsibilities, and what you hope to achieve. On the whole, the British are less concerned with seniority and protocol, and more concerned with getting the right person to do the job and the practical matter of doing it. So the British would describe themselves as pragmatic and results-oriented. They expect meetings to result in clear decisions and actions. One concept that is important to the British in business is the transparency of the business process. British people need to know how things normally happen, how decisions are taken, who takes them at each level, what the process of escalation is to a higher level. They also react badly if they're not consulted about decisions when they think they should be. The principle of consultation and debate is enshrined in British political and business life. A British boss may not do what you suggest, but he or she will not deny your right to be listened to. Generally speaking, in meetings and in presentations, the British prefer a light touch. They don't like things to be too serious, and that's why they often tell jokes to get through a difficult stage or to resolve a possible conflict. It is important in British business to be calm but detached, and not to be over serious or emotional. Warm and detached describes the preferred British business style. When listening to presentations, British people don't like too much detail, but they do like a clear, structured presentation of concepts and issues with supporting evidence and examples. They're quite prepared to interrupt to get clarification and to ask questions at the end, and indeed to disagree with you in public if they feel strongly enough. Outside academic environments, they tend to dislike theorising and they much prefer what they describe as common sense. The British management style works by a process of delegation, with each manager having clear objectives and responsibilities and knowing what is within their area of responsibility and what they have to refer to a higher management level. So delegation to middle managers and to working parties or committees is a common practice. In negotiation, British negotiators typically say what they want to achieve, then listen to your arguments and respond. What's interesting, however, is that when their assumptions are challenged, they often become vague and non-committal. Then they repackage the point under discussion and usually aim for a compromise that pleases both sides. But this takes time, and as a rule, you should expect a British person to have three fallback positions in a negotiation. And once they reach that third stage, it is unlikely that you'll get further concessions, and they may well walk away from the negotiations. Finally, a word about hospitality and entertaining. The British usually prefer to entertain over lunch, and their evenings they usually want to spend with their families. So lunch is an opportunity to discuss business more generally, and agreements reached over lunch are normally ratified in the office afterwards. The office is where business is finalised, although it may be initiated in the restaurant or even on the golf course. What about gift giving? On the whole, the British don't expect to receive or offer gifts in business, so you shouldn't feel it necessary to buy that bottle of alcohol or souvenir of your country unless you're dealing with a close friend or colleague you particularly want to impress. So to summarise, to succeed in British business, keep the atmosphere light, be on time, keep to the point, and be relaxed and friendly. Deliver on time and without drama. No surprises is a motto in British business. If you really want to fail in doing business in Britain, boast about how important you are, talk too much, impose on people's privacy, and above all, let people down. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to keep your word when doing business in Britain, so that if you have any problems with delivery or task completion, you should let people know immediately. Finally, men should remember to treat a female manager exactly as they would a male manager. What you see as old-fashioned courtesy may seem patronizing or sexist to a British woman manager. The British are an experienced trading nation, and they're relatively easy to deal with. So observe the rules, and it should be plain sailing. That was Doing Business in Britain. And if you'd like more information about cultural training at International House or management training with POD, contact www.ihlondon.com/culture or www.pod.eu.com.